pulled up the...
Did you ever just sit on the porch with a great big pan of them and have to, those butter beans?
You should have been through here in the first third or part of the summer. We have shelled butter beans on this porch. And let me tell you something about this porch business with the butter beans. Not only butter beans, but peas and all kinds of vegetables, you might say. And we have some good friends here that owns a market. The produce, in other words, they peddle vegetables. And these vegetables, some of them gets bruised, such as peaches or pears or apples or whatever they have. And they hate to throw the good ones, parts of them away. They bring them here and dump them on this porch. And me and the ladies takes care of them and other people. We call them and they come and help us to buy them. And don't throw anything away that's worth, that can be eaten. And so, that's the way we have this porch. It's a wonderful place for that, you know.
I like front porches. A lot of these newer houses don't have them.
No, that's right. Sort of like some of the cars. You don't step up on the fender, you just step up on the
fender. You sure don't.
That's right. Woo! Modern days, we have to say modern days.
What else do people around here grow in their garden besides beans?
They grow corn and pumpkins. You should see the pumpkins that I raised 2 years ago, I believe. I raised two pumpkins and they come down from the printing office, Baldwin Times, come down and take pictures of me and the pumpkins.
That's a pretty good one,
man. Yeah, I raised two special. One of them weighed 56
pounds. Goodness gracious.
And the other one weighs, I believe, 60 something. I mean, they was walking. They was big ones. I couldn't pick them up.
When they get that big, are they still good to eat?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can. I took them out there and butchered them on that table. Take me a saw. Sawed them open.
That's not what it takes.
Yeah. I sawed them open and sawed them up where the ladies could peel them and take care of them. I still got some of the seed on it.
So you grow beans and corn and pumpkins, anything else?
Yeah, gourds. We have a gourd family there too. We raise some gourds out outside.
It's not exactly the same as squash, is it?
No, a gourd is something other just for birds. And build bird nests and make dippers out of them. You can make dippers out of them. People used to use them for dippers back young, way back young. I have one over at the house or two, and they show off beautiful.
Do you ever grow squash?
Squash, yeah. We grow them this year. Grow squash. Marshmallows. And cucumbers. We grow cucumbers. Most anything. Vegetable line, we can grow in the garden. I don't know of anything that won't make here. The vegetables. Just everything.
Do you grow any other kind of melon besides marshmallow?
No. No, I
don't
think.
Don't have any watermelon?
Watermelons and mushmelons, yeah. Watermelons and mushmelons, what we grow.
Is a mushmelon the same thing as a cantaloupe?
No. They're different. Cantaloupe is, I believe it smells stronger, louder than mushroom. Both smell good, taste good. I like mushroom.
What about tomatoes? You grow those?
Finest. But we don't even have to do that now. The ladies selling them tomatoes, they have fruit, like to do the other fruit.